And KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. It is a Tuesday, the 27th day of August for 2019. Topping the news, the National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for lightning in the El Dorado and Stanislaus National Forest from Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening. Low pressure from the remains of Tropical Storm Ivo is forecast to move through Northern California on Wednesday, bringing a chance of thunderstorms to the area. While high-level moisture and instability is expected to increase over the region, the foothills will remain dry. This pattern will result in dry thunderstorms with little or no rainfall. This all follows several days of very hot and dry weather and the potential for fire starts from dry lightning. The fire weather watch means that critical fire weather conditions are forecast to occur as a result of minimum humidity and gusty winds.
Well, the Jackson City Council joined other local governments in discussing a new 0.5% sales tax ballot measure at their meeting last night. The council gave a favorable reception to the proposed sales tax increase that, if adopted by voters, would pay for road repair and road construction. Now, the measure is expected to raise $3 million annually. The first million would be split between the five cities and Amador County at fixed amounts. The rest of the money would then be divided out by population. Councilman Wayne Garibaldi saying he supported the measure, saying the increase would, quote, put us way below the rate found in the Bay Area and other cities. The proposal next goes before the Amador Board of Supervisors at their meeting later this morning. And the council also reviewed promotional activities in the city to help promote tourism and attract new business. Among the activities discussed, updating various directional signs for the town's various attractions, an updated website to promote the city, additional decorations and lighting for the Christmas season, as well as new town decorations for the fall.
Fire crews were dispatched twice yesterday to reported structure fires in the city of Jackson. Luckily, they both turned out to be malfunctioning air conditioner units. The first call came in just before 3 of smoke coming from Kit Carson Convalescent Hospital. As soon as crews arrived, they discovered the source of the smoke and smell was coming from one of the building's air conditioning units. The building was checked out and firefighters helped to vent the building and clear the smoke. About an hour later, as crews were wrapping up at Kit Carson, the call of a commercial structure fire at Jackson Junior High came in. As crews arrived, it was the same story. Smoke and electrical smell coming from one of the classroom air conditioners. Firefighters again helped to vent the building and clear the smoke and check for any damage. In both incidents, no injuries or damage reported.
And two separate accidents late Sunday afternoon in the Murphys area resulted in major injury. According to Highway Patrol, just before 5:30, Mary Hansen, driving westbound on Highway 4 west of Bryce Station Road at about 55 miles an hour, when for unknown reason she made an unsafe turn to the right, traveled off the road onto the north shoulder, where the vehicle continued until the right front of the vehicle struck two trees. The impact caused Hansen's vehicle to veer to the left back into the road, where it came to rest, blocking both lanes of traffic. The driver, Mary Hansen, sustained major injury, transported by air ambulance to Memorial Medical Center in Modesto, while her passenger, John Hansen, also sustained major injury. He was transported by air ambulance to Doctors Medical Center in Modesto. Alcohol and/or drugs are not believed a factor in the collision. Now, earlier in the afternoon, just before 4:30, Kevin Horrigan was traveling eastbound on Highway 4, west of Williams Street. Lynch Gillespie was driving westbound on 4 west of Williams when, for unknown reasons, Horrigan unsafely allowed his vehicle to cross the painted double yellow line into the path of Gillespie. The two collided head-on in the westbound lane just west of Williams Street, blocking the westbound lane. Both parties sustained major injury, transported from the scene. Horrigan was placed under arrest before he was turned over to medical personnel. Alcohol and/or drugs are believed to have been a factor in the incident. The collision under investigation.
And there's finally a bit of good news on the homeowner insurance front. The Jackson City Fire Department recently received results from their recent public protection classification survey from the Insurance Service Organization. and earned a Class 3 rating for the city of Jackson. ISO ratings are numerically categorized from 1 through 10, with a rating of Class 1 being the highest rating a fire department can receive. Within the past decade, the city of Jackson has gone from an ISO rating of 6 to now a 3. This in turn results in lower insurance premiums for local homeowners and business owners. Jackson Fire Chief Debbie Mackey has been working closely with the ISO and other department heads within the city of Jackson over the past few months to lower those figures. The ISO rating sets commercial, content, homeowner, crop, and rental insurance rates.
And the city of Jackson closing the portion of Broadway today between Frontier Drive and South 49 from 7 to 5. The closure will be necessary for repair work on the city water infrastructure in the area. Vehicle traffic will be required to obey all traffic control measures and use alternate routes. Now, residents can access the area and exit safely by following those directing traffic. Please avoid the area if you don't live in the area. Again, the road closure will be for Broadway between Frontier and South 49, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you have any questions, contact the city at 223-1646.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.